guys, Christy Smith coming to you from Savvy Dreams Acres in central Iowa. It is a very windy, cold, and blustery April 16th here today. So it's not very nice to be outside, so I thought it might be good to sit down here and share some thoughts with you via my podcasts. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me today. I hope you enjoy what I have to share with you, and would sure appreciate you taking the time to rate, review, comment, share, like this podcast on any and all platforms that you're listening to me on. It would help me continue to have the ability to share the Pirelli Natural Horsemanship message with more and more folks. So thanks for that. Today, I thought it might be fun for us to discuss the Pirelli formula. I think that there are lots of really great horsemanship modalities and programs out there, but what I love so much about Pirelli is how systematic it is. I think a lot of horsemanship opportunities cause some folks to feel like you have to be born with some kind of magical trait in order to learn how to communicate with horses and enjoy it. And it's been my experience that yes, there are definitely some really talented, innate horsemen out there that just were born that way. And oftentimes those folks don't make very good teachers because they're unaware of the things that they're doing that put together a conversation that's so enjoyable for both them and the horse. Where I myself am a learned horseman, everything that I have accomplished or try to accomplish with horses, I do so through extreme deliberate study. It's not at all something that comes innate to me. Like most of you, my love of horses is innate. My desire to be with horses it is in my genes, right? It's not something that I learned. I can't remember a time in my life when I wasn't obsessed with horses, but my abilities with horses has been developed deliberately over time, and I continue to work on improving my skills every day. So Pirelli has the levels pathway that gives you a very systematic approach to developing the skills and habits that both you and your horse need in order to have a satisfying partnership. And part of that pathway includes learning to use the Pirelli formula. The Pirelli formula has four solid building blocks that are all equally important. We learn them in a certain order for the sake of developing ourselves and not getting direct line. But in the end, after we've learned about all four building blocks, they are equally important. So let's talk about what they are. Those four building blocks are rapport, respect, impulsion, and flexion. We develop ourselves and our horses in that order. We start by building rapport, then we put in the respect, then the impulsion, then the flexion. But whenever you hit a roadblock, to find the missing piece, you're going to go back down that ladder. So if I'm at impulsion and I'm having trouble, I might go back and check some things in the respect category and see if that's where the problem is. And if it's not there in the respect category, then it might be in the rapport category. So it's a really great tool for helping us solve our own dilemmas with our horses. So let's talk about each of those blocks real quick. For me, rapport has two components. One component is learning how to build my horse's trust in me, right? And that trust needs to be unconditional. No matter what the situation, no matter what I might be asking for, where I might be asking for it, what kind of obstacles might be in our way, that no matter what, my horse trusts me. So here's a good test for you to see if your trust is conditional with your horse. Go out today sometime and see if you can stick your fingers in their mouth without them being too bothered. Or see if you can lift their tail and they give it to you willingly. If not, your trust is probably conditional. And then the other part of rapport for me is learning to know my horse as an individual, her individual likes and dislikes, what she prefers as a learner, what does she prefer in our partnership, what her his or her, I just happen to have all mares, so you'll hear me refer to the horses as hers. Just really getting to know my horse on a very deeply personal level. And in the Pearly program, we learn how to do that using the horsenality strategy. And I would love to share more information about both trust and horsenality. All you got to do is shoot me an email, savvydreaming@gmail.com. I'd love to help you on that pathway. The second building block in the Pirelli formula is respect. And that really comes down to just having a common language, right? And an ability to communicate with each other in a way that makes sense to both of us. And in Pirelli, that means the seven games, my friend. The seven games are our language. And the seven games aren't just individual tasks. They're categories of types of communication. And what's important to understand about that is that horses are contextual learners. And that means that the context influences their ability to understand the language. So one of our big challenges around using the seven games as our language is to understand that we have to develop that communication both on the ground and in the saddle. While we're on the ground, we develop it with a rope attached and without a rope attached. When we're in the saddle, we develop it on loose reins and we develop it on concentrated reins. You also have to develop it in all gates, right? The halt is a gate. The backup is a gate. Walk, trot, and canter is a gate. A gallop is a gate. And if you have gated horses, you have an even more contexts you need to explore and develop the communication. As well as five zones, guys, nose to tail, something that works at the nose, teaching your horse to yield to pressure by touching them on the nose is one context, but can you also yield your horse backwards by lifting the tail and putting a feel on the tail? So respect is something that takes a great deal of effort and time to develop to the point that it is useful communication. So the seven games in four savvies, in all five zones, in all gates at phase one, guys. And phase one isn't perceived by my horse's pressure. It's communication that feels good to us both. All right, the next building block is impulsion. Impulsion, in my perspective, the way I like to look at impulsion, the way I've been taught to look at impulsion, is about teaching my horse to uphold her responsibilities. Here are her responsibilities. Number one, act like a partner and not like a prey animal. That means keep your emotions in control, right? Make decisions based on the information you've been given versus what Mother Nature tells you to do. Act like a partner is a big one, right? Then maintain gait. And inside a maintain gait is also maintain this rhythm within this gait. All right. That's impulsion too. And that's my horse's job to do, not mine to do for them. All right. I'm not going to keep begging her to keep going, and I'm not going to use my reins to hold her back. It's up to her to do that herself. And there's lots of strategies on how to get them to do that. And that's not what I'm going to go into today. I just want you to have a full understanding of what impulsion means. Maintain direction and look where you're putting your own feet, right? So all of these strategies or paradigms are about teaching our horse to make better decisions. In order for my horse to make better decisions, I have to not make all of the decisions for her. I cannot outride or override every possible prey animal opportunity my horse and I might encounter, right? I can't stay ahead of every deer that might pop out of the bushes, or if you're riding on the Pirelli ranch, every cow that might wander from around a building, all right? These things happen. And in order for them to not cause us trouble, we need to teach our horses to think their way through things rather than react like a prey animal, which is fight or flight, right? We need to teach them to make better choices. Okay. That's impulsion. Then flexion, guys, just comes down to athleticism. It's not just vertical flexion. That's a component, but there's also lateral flexion and latitudinal flexion. That's for the sake of relaxation. Then there's longitudinal flexion. That's for the sake of building a strong top line. And then of course there's vertical flexion that if it comes through lateral maneuvers and via transitions, it will help to develop engagement and teach our horses to carry their weight on their hindquarters to ensure their longevity as saddle horses. That's my whole why for focusing on the flexion component. I'm not super obsessed about performance things. You know, I'm not the kind of person who gets excited about competitions, either to compete myself or even to watch it, very honestly. I'm a trail rider at heart. That's what I love to do. But I also know that I need to learn how to teach my horse to carry me in a way that is helpful and not hurtful to her. And there's lots of things we got to keep in mind in that block too. And we have to keep in mind things like saddle fit, rider biomechanics, balanced teeth, chiropractic health. We need to keep the feet balanced. Nutrition can have an impact. There's all kinds of areas that we could just really dive into and get lost in trying to enhance our horse's athleticism. So, never ending self-improvement, my friends. There's plenty to learn out there. The day I feel like I know everything there is to know about horses, somebody smack me, okay? Because there's no possible way. There's just way too much to learn. I can't even imagine having the room in my brain to learn, to know all there is to learn about what's possible with horses. Okay, guys, so rapport, respect, impulsion, flexion, in that order, but developed equally, will equate to you having a satisfying partnership with your horse. That's all I got for you today, guys. I hope you enjoyed my quick little talk there on the Pirelli formula. If you have any questions or comments, confusions, or requests regarding Pirelli Natural Horsemanship, I sure would love to hear from you. You can email me anytime you like at savvydreaming@gmail.com. All one word, SAVVYDREAMING@gmail.com. Please reach out to me anytime. I'm here for you, and I'm dying to support your horsemanship journey. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to me today, guys. I hope to get to chat with you again soon. Have a super great day. Thanks. Bye.